This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and I definitely have a hate for Ian Rappaport because that bothered me more than it should have when he said Chris Godwin is going absolutely nowhere. It reminded me of like a wrestler doing a promo or something. And it's like, all right, just report the
news.
He's
doing TV. First of all, then you would have really loved when Ian Rappaport noticed he was on NFL Network earlier and noticed that Twitter was down, and he went on Awful Announcing, picked it up and put it on the socials once Twitter came back up later. But Ian Rappaport did this whole thing like, well, when Twitter goes down, you don't need to go anywhere else. The NFL Network is right here for you. This is the only place you need to be. Now, of course, that's where a lot of us were actually getting our information from, because IG, you know, the way that algorithm works, God only knows. But that it kind of was coming mostly from NFL Network, if you tune that on. At that time, until Twitter came back up, and all I was thinking was, oh, God, it's probably good that Hart is in the truck right now and not watching NFL Network, because you would have wanted to have crashed your fist into his face.
Plus, if I had been home, I would have tuned over to ESPN Adam Schefter, the real information guy in this industry, not his guy riding his coattails. Anyway, we have another signing for your New England Patriots.
T. Higgins.
New.
Yep, he just walked away from Cincinnati. Didn't even need to get traded.
I'm going to keep that dream alive until it's dead, by the way. That dream is not dead. In this world of crazy money, crazy trades, crazy NFL, there's nothing that says...
You just said in this world of crazy.
Okay, crazy. In this crazy-ass world,
yeah.
I can keep that dream alive. You can trade with the Bengals, and you can hand T. Higgins $150 or $200 million. Whatever it takes, go all in.
Okay, after the last 48 hours, and someone is still going to have to tell me if we were supposed to start hearing about the deals that were being struck prior to them actually being struck, signed, sealed, and delivered Wednesday. I don't know how we learned about Devontae Adams and Harold Landry last night. I have no idea.
Well, they were free agents. No. If you're cut, you're free anytime.
So you can just sign whenever.
They were not their contracts were not expiring. The teams expired them for them. They were
so you can cut. Just go ahead. When you're cut, when you are
and just,
let go.
Yeah, and just okay. Like if you are under contract with a team, you can do something with that team. So Myles Garrett could sign his extension. Chris Godwin could sign his extension because technically he never hit free agency. So if the team you are with has your rights, so you can sign a deal with them. It's just an impending free agent is supposed to have to wait until noon today to have any talks now.
Got it. And then Wednesday, when the new year begins, that's when they can actually sign the deals. All right, well, good. That's one to bro on. That's good.
Correct.
Now, that said, seeing what DK Metcalf went for and the going rate for how much you have to pay for mid-level left tackles, pretty good wide receiver 2/1 types, etc., I am more than comfortable with the Patriots offering this year's 2 and next year's 4 if they have to the Bengals to entice them to trade away T. Higgins.
And how much would you give
I'd walked away from it But at this point now, and followed by the same deal, Andy, 3-5 years, 140, 5 years, 150. Someone in that building knocks some sense into someone else and say, guys, we're like a wide receiver one away from being able to draft a left tackle and getting like a general offseason A minus from everybody. So pull the string, like pull the trigger, make the deal happen.
Also, hot, potentially stupid take here, and I'm going to get to the latest signing in a minute. The delay is telling you that I don't really think much of the signing, so we're going to continue to talk sexy wide receivers here.
When guys only play 27% of the snaps on crappy teams, that's not that big a
sign. Hey, he's probably the best player that ever played at his high school, so he's achieved a lot in this world. There's no need to poo-poo his playing time. I think there is a really good chance that if you did that, you would get more return on investment in T. Higgins than DK Metcalf. I think T. Higgins is a better all-around receiver. I think people are sleeping on his ability to be a number one receiver. I think they're sleeping on what he's done when Ja'Marr Chase hasn't been available. And I have no hesitation for T. Higgins other than the soft tissue injuries. He's had some hamstring issues, things of that nature. That scares the hell out of me because the last thing you want to have is a $35 million a year wide receiver standing on the sideline in street clothes for like five games a year, especially on a team where you don't have anybody to step up. You don't have others. You know, it's one thing in Cincinnati if Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins miss a game, the other one steps up and has 110 yards and two touchdowns. You're going to put $150 million into him. He's going to be the centerpiece. Anyway, so the person the Patriots have signed, Kiaris Tonga, to a one-year, $2.7 million deal. He is a former seventh-round pick of the Bears. He's 28 years old. He's a big defensive tackle who I said to Dan Ball, I'm assuming is of Tongan descent since his last name is Tonga.
You should have focused more on his first name, which is Kiaris.
502 Bad Gateway. What did I say?
Kiaris.
Ah, Kiaris. It's K-H-Y-I-R.
Kiaris Irving.
There's extra letters. In
I knew I should have texted
he's
it
a
to
large
you.
Human being.
Yeah, and I've always liked, and I'm not supposed to say this, I was told on TV, but I'm sure I can say it on the radio, the Polynesian defensive linemen kick ass in my mind. They are tough SOBs. They got the hair hanging out the back of their helmets most of the time, and they kick ass and take names. I've always been a big fan of Polynesian.
The Danny Shelton.
All of them. There's like a list of them. Who was the guy with the hair on the Bengals a couple years ago? I used
Troy
to love
Polamalu.
Him. No, he's a safety. I'm talking about a big defensive lineman on the Bengals a couple years ago.
I know who you're talking
about. But, yeah.
Well, then there were the ones on the Bengals. Who was the guy that signed the deal with the Patriots and then actually never played a single down?
Oh, yeah, he had the knee problem. What was his name? I don't think he was of a Samoan or Tongan descent. But this segment has really gone off the rails, so we'll get back to the guy in question.
I was going to say, quick, steer to the left.
Tonga has played 4 years in the NFL, played double-digit games each year, has recorded statistics each year, is a clear depth defensive lineman, and clearly they want to build depth on the defensive line. I continue to ask, though, if this ties in any way to Barmore. If you're targeting defensive line depth, it makes me think they at least have reasonable concerns,
as much?
Or at least concerns. Because last I read, he's in Tampa working out, right? Wasn't that the last report by Reese, maybe somebody, that he's down in Tampa working out? Not football working out, just working out. But I think there
well,
has to be
that's great
concerns.
If he's working on his off-season conditioning and strength. But if you have a blood clotting issue at that young an age, and then you have a recurrence in season after coming back, some may have wondered if that was a little too early. I think we all sort of thought that maybe that was a little early to be kind of like it should have just been a lost season. So maybe if that's the case, if he came back too early, everything's okay. Imagine with all these signings in a draft to come, the coaching they have, and Barmore gets declared 100% healthy, 100% good to go. You got to be feeling even a little bit much more that much better about the Patriots defense.
Oh, if he's cleared to play, this defense should be pretty good. Those are two forces in the middle of this defense. If you put two big athletic tackles in the middle of the defense and two corners that are really good on the edges, that is the foundation for dominance. That is the foundation for giving fits to opposing quarterbacks, opposing offensive coordinators, the whole thing. And I don't
Jets
even know.
Defense of a couple years ago, dude.
I don't even know about Spillane and Landry and all these other pieces fitting in. I'm just saying those four starters right there. You're not quite halfway to a defense, but those are four impact players. And then you start talking about Duggar and Jabril Peppers giving you impact value out of the safety position. You can start to talk yourself into the core of a really good defense. Now, whether that's good enough to overcome your inability on offense and the struggles you may have on offense, that's a totally different issue. I'm a sucker, and I was born yesterday. So, therefore, I'm going back to the phone lines, because if you guys put it on my screen, I don't know where this is going to go, but Paul and Quincy apparently has a Marchand joke that he wants to workshop on WEEI Afternoon. So, Paul, what do you got on Marchand?
Good evening, guys. Nice to talk to you. If, I'm calling you on my landline. That's right. I said landline.
Perfect.
I was going to send a smoke signal, but I ran out of firewood and don't have a blanket. anyway, you cut off the best part of that Martian interview. It went something like this. Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul. 502 Bad Gateway. What in the hell was that?
Paul has had some great deep cuts as far as movie references, TV quotes that have played nicely off of Boston sports news stories. Then there have been the obscure yodelings of the Paul from Quincy's at times.
Oh, so that was obscure. I'm not just... You know,
Andy, I have a pretty good pop cultural knowledge and library-like access to movie quotes, TV quotes, etc. I have no idea what the hell that was.
Let it be known that I think every employee on this floor just came into our production studio to hear that rendition of that.
On the text line, on the text line right now, 617 texter. I almost crashed my car. WTF was that?
And Stiz, was I accurate that you reached for the button as soon as you heard him start singing?
I absolutely didn't.
Yeah, I saw you back there and it was like
I panicked.
Yeah.
603 texter. I'll grab another beer and catch up to that fella. Yikes.
Well, you got a couple. You better fast track it because you got a couple to catch up. But
guy's on the Shane Gillis couple of beers early.
Oh, yeah. Which is nothing wrong with that. You know, whatever gets you through the day. If you need a little help from a couple of beers.
No judgment.
Nope. 774-WTF, 603, damn, it's 508. That was horrible. What's going on? 508, sir, please call Christian Arcan tonight.
That's true. He even gave the number. He knows the number. That's perfect. He put the number in a text to the number. That's a deep pull right there.
Level thinking right there.
Fitzy,
right, anyone else that wants to yodel their favorite line about Boston?
We're not doing
sports.
That. Nope. We're not taking jokes or yodels. If you have any comments on NFL free agency, what the Patriots are doing in free agency, if your name is Mike, we've been running a very unofficial poll today to get your reaction because Mike Giardi was happy. Mike and Malden wasn't. Mike from somewhere else kind of was. So Mike's are our straw poll today to figure out exactly what's going on with the Patriots.
Well, let me ask you this, Andy. As we were set here in the 5 o'clock hour, so now, like how we started the show off versus where we are 3 hours later, and this ties into your poll question from earlier about, like, is the offseason already off to a bad start? How you feeling, Pats fans? How do you feel?
I feel
like a natural woman.
I feel like a woman. Bam, bam. No, I.
Where are you tonight?
I feel okay, Fitzy.
That's my new text sound whenever you text.
I think I feel better than when I arrived at the station and was kind of caught up in that, what the hell are they doing? All the receivers are gone. They're not. The tackles are gone. You're not going to get anybody. And I do feel better about the fact that they've solidified their defense. What you said earlier I think is relatively accurate. I don't think there's a ton of bad contracts or contracts that we're going to look back at and say, what were you thinking? Why would you have done that? That was dumb. And there could have been some of those offensively. They are still lacking offensively, but they have added players that, if I expand this into a 2-year window, I think they've added players in the first year of the window that we will look back upon fondly if this team gets to where they want to be in 2 years with the work that needs to be done offensively. So, yes, Stiz.
Just a real quick update on the poll that you put out earlier.
Did I not give the results earlier?
Nope. Maybe.
No, you sidetracked yourself.
I think in the very beginning you mentioned it. But as of right now, 1,000 votes in, 53%. Are you already disappointed in the Patriots offseason before it started? 53% no.
So a majority are not. Now, that is swayed because when I posted it, we didn't have Williams. I don't think we even had Carlton Davis at that point.
We barely had Twitter.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't really have Twitter even.
Fair point.
I'm not actually sure when it posted because it did it on its own once it came back up. But I also, I think that is being swayed toward they're not disappointed because of the signings that have come and the depth signings and what we're talking about here, that the defense has been bolstered and there's some guys you can build around. And obviously Williams. I think when I posted the poll, Williams was going to the Panthers. I still don't know totally what happened there.
We need what the hell happened because like they prioritized offensive line last offseason, did a good job. Now they were trying to get after defensive line, and it looks like they stole the best player out there. And then all of a sudden, just nope, sorry, reversal of fortune. He's going to New England. Like, I don't know how that happened, or if the agent was like, all right, first and last, first and best, let's go. And the Patriots just threw cash. I don't know, man.
617-779-7937. Ask and ye shall receive. I am going to go back to the phone lines because I wanted another Mike to check in. And we have Mike in the car wants to talk about the Pats moves. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm pretty much agnostic on the moves so far. And I think mostly they're good. I think one underrated move is picking up Moses for the line. That guy is tough as nails, and he's going to be a leader on that line, and he's going to be able to maybe bring along some of these dud guys' draft picks from the past couple of years that, you know, have been turnstiles. I think he's going to be a really, really good leader, and it's great in the clubhouse. I just think that's an underrated pickup that everybody's looking over past.
All right, thanks for the call, Mike. So that's an optimistic Mike, and he's the first one that I think has based
like those.
Any optimism on the offensive line signing of Morgan Moses. I think it's funny. When you pick up Moses, well, you've done something biblical when you pick up Moses. I'm a little dubious of Moses. That might be the one thing that has me. That's where I feel like they may
more
have scrambled.
Of a Ramsey's guy?
Yeah, sure. that's one where I feel like they maybe scrambled a little bit and like, oh, crap. We got to sign some tackle somewhere. Dan Moore's gone. The other guy from the 49ers went to the Chiefs. Like, all the tackles were coming off the board. I wonder if that was a bit of a reactionary, oh, crap kind of move to at least get one veteran tackle in the mix. So, because otherwise, forget number four. You might have been thinking you got to draft two tackles. Because I don't know what the new regime thinks of Caden Wallace. The new regime may think he stinks. And that
they shouldn't be beholden to any of these guys, Andy. You're 1,000% right. None of them. If you like him, great. If you like Caden Wallace, like, oh, we love Caden Wallace. We're building the future around him. Jake Andrews, everyone thought he was done. Well, we love him. Caden Wallace, this guy stinks. We're done with him. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a complete reshuffling of the offensive line. Do you, I saw this from Taylor Kyles from CLNS just reposted, like, possible players the Patriots could be interested in, mostly on offense the rest of the way in a very thinning free agent crop. Mekhi Becton used to play tackle. Wasn't very good. Got injured a lot with the Jets. Goes to the Eagles. Plays guard. Now he's a free agent. Is there any chance? I mean, the guy's got the size to be a tackle. Do you think he just stays at guard because he's been successful there? Or would you take a chance on a, I won't say project, something like that?
I would not take a chance.
Get the hell out of here.
If I'm taking, that exactly how I feel. If I'm taking a chance, it's on Will Campbell with the number four pick. I'm not taking a chance on Becton, who I think in part benefited from being on a really good offensive line, being sort of sandwiched between talent, where it makes your job easier working for a good quarterback with a great running back, a good scheme. Like, there was a lot. Everybody around Becton was good in Philly last mm-hmm. year. So I think the rising tide lifted that very large, large boat. Before we go to break here, we do need to clarify all the texters. I have never seen Hee Haw. So how the hell would I know that that song was from Hee Haw? Who has seen Hee Haw? Raise your hand. Fitzy?
My parents watched Hee Haw. I have not. Guys, that song by Paul was from Hee Haw. Yikes.
Where are you tonight?
There's literally like 25 people. How did 25 people on the text line know that that was from Hee Haw? That's unbelievable.
When was Hee Haw on TV?
A long ass time ago.
And I remember some of the old shows from when you're sick and you're watching like the Fox affiliate during the day, and there's like Green Acres and Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie were on. I remember watching those.
All right, you ready? Hee Haw was on TV. Hee Haw was on TV 56 years ago.
So not in my lifetime. I've never been alive when hee-haw was a thing.
It ran for 20 years. I never saw hee-haw on TV in the
80s. I say yee-haw.
Oh, did he say that? Well, I mean, we should have probably gotten that part. 617-779.
No, that was a different caller.
Oh, 617-779-7937. We're reading your text about hee-haw. We're getting your reaction phone calls. We see you lining up. Patriots have been very active, and while the day started slowly and with some negativity, seems like positivity is afoot in Patriot Nation. We'll continue to react to that and much more here on WEEI Afternoons. But for the final time today, Dan Ball, what is trending?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, reacting to Davante Adams' decision to join the Los Angeles Rams, where he'll essentially replace Cooper Kupp for Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Sean McVay, and company. That's a sneaky good team for next year. With that young talent on defense and keeping that offense together, if they can stay healthy, that could be a really good football team. WEEI Afternoons, breaking down all the moves in the NFL from Saturday, basically, through this afternoon, literally billions of dollars being spent, hundreds of millions of dollars being given out to separate players, Josh Allen, Miles Garrett. So, Fitzy, I want to ask you here real quick before we get back to the phone lines.
Yeah.
What was the best move that has taken place over the last, let's just say, 48-plus hours, whether it was a re-signing, a signing, anything? What was the best move we've seen?
I'm pretty damn impressed that the Washington Commanders went out and got their Trent Williams and Laremy Tunsil. That is such an awesome move. That is a winning move. That is the move you make when you are dead serious about going back to where you just were, if not beating the team that was in front of you, who you went toe-to-toe with a couple times last year, and that team, of course, won the Super Bowl. What an awesome move by the Washington Commanders. to trade away a second, a third, and a seventh and get the second best pass blocking left tackle in the NFL to buy more time for your elite playmaking second year sophomore sensation. Awesome. I'll follow that up with Milton Williams. Thanks.
Of course you do. You suck up. I might have gone with best move in that same general area, region of the country. I think the Ravens keeping Ronnie Stanley for $20 million a year is a no-brainer. With that offense, that quarterback.
It's a discount.
Absolutely. To not have to worry about something the Patriots have been worrying about now for 5-6 years, to keep him on that contract, I think, is a great move. One of the worst moves, I think, and I may be wrong about this, we'll see. I'm not real big on the Sam Darnold to the Seahawks move. I'm not sure that I get that.
I read something where, like, somebody who understands like advanced statistics way more than all of us in this room combined would, said that last year a certain number of his bad throws came off of pressure, and he's expected to face twice as that was on a with a decent-ish offensive line in Minnesota. The Seahawks don't have much of a better offensive line, and they don't have the weapons that they did. How is his play going to improve that much?
I think we're going to see the old Sam Darnold. I really do. And from a Seahawks perspective, you had a bridge quarterback in Geno Smith, and now you've moved on from him to add another bridge quarterback. I would have thought at some point along the way here, you would have wanted to go sort of the real franchise quarterback route, and you haven't really done that, and you've spent money. So I don't think that makes a lot of sense. So I think that's one of the worst moves. So those are we'll say league-leading signings and circling the drain signings, brought to you by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining. At drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. So I think, yes.
Yeah. Let me add, please, to the mix. One team, whilst perusing reactions on social media, one team, it seems that everybody completely agrees did not have a good first day in free agency, the Dallas Cowboys, who did nothing.
Well, I think they're probably, their focus
cap-strapped.
And their focus has to be on whatever they're doing with Micah Parsons. You got to figure that out first. So
you're still going to be like a 7-win team guy.
Yeah, but you can't spend money and then you're tying your hands. They've had a lot of issues there, but I think the priority for them has to be spending money to keep Micah Parsons. They kept CeeDee Lamb. They kept Dak Prescott. I don't know where that goes. Head coach is going to be a question with Schottenheimer. Like, they have some sort of the same old Cowboys problems. They have star power, questionable coaching, and a weird owner. And you put that all together, and it'll be some really impressive wins, some bad losses, and an underachieving football team. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Oh, man. There's no mics on the phone line, so I guess I'll have to go to a different name. Let's go to Chuck in New Hampshire and see what he thinks about the Patriots free agency. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking the call, even though my name's not Mike. Sorry to disappoint there.
Yeah. All good, Chuck.
But, no, I'm pretty happy so far with this free agency. One of the biggest things that I thought of going into it was how Vrabel said protect and affect the quarterback. I was much more on the side of affecting it, because even if you retooled this offense, got weapons, got a line, I think you would still need to rely on the offense to be perfect with how bad the defense was last year. Because the Jaguars, with the backup running back, could just run up and down the field on you. And no matter what, people could still score on you. So even if you had a better offense, you'd have to rely on them being perfect and scoring almost every time. Whereas this, now that there's players at every level, disruptors at every level, and the fact that you can cover hopefully longer and have more disruptive players at the front, hopefully that leads to either more stops or more turnovers, which means more opportunity for the offense, even though the offense still isn't all that great. It's still getting them the ball back.
Thanks for the call, Chuck. Can I be the wet blanket? Just a little bit.
Today for a change? Yes.
Just a little bit of a wet blanket. Do you remember
a damp sheet?
How everybody was telling me last year that the defense was really good and the defense was going to win games on its own. And Mina Kimes was telling me it was a top 10 defense and the best tackling defense in football.
And
so
then they lost Barmore and they lost Bentley and they lost Peppers. But let's just go ahead and forget
No. I'm not forgetting that. He just said the defense would have sucked if they had invested in the offense. What if you got Barmore, Bentley, and Peppers back with Duggar? And you know what I mean? Like, my point is they're investing in a defense that should be healthy. The guys from last year should be back and healthy. Now they're investing in that, and he's telling me that's money well spent because the defense would have sucked. If the defense was as good as you people told me it was last year and got healthy, then why couldn't they invest in the offense?
When? This offseason?
Yes. Right now.
What are they going to buy? What are you going to buy? Aaron Jones?
No, no, no.
What are you going to buy?
Philosophically. I'm just talking philosophically.
Not good enough. No, the defense was absolutely not
good. So you guys were wrong last year when you said the defense was good.
No, we were not. We were not wrong initially, Andy. The coaching was terrible and the defense became bad. Yes, the defense started the season off rather well. Then the defense took a quick left turn. It sucked. And with the injuries piling up, there was no turning back.
No, and they're all healthy, and you people have told me you have better coaching this year.
They got rid of Godshow. They need a second cornerback because John Jones may or may not come back. You have a new head coach and a new defensive coordinator they may have a new style they want to play. They may have new wants and wishes. We don't know what their evals on some of these guys are, and everyone's also a year older. So could this defense have been adequate in place? Maybe. Could this defense have been good? Not likely. But is the defense markedly better now? Yes. I would also like to know, what pat myself on the back point are you trying to get to?
No, the caller said, I'm not patting myself on the back, I'm taking the caller's point. He said they could have invested in the offense, and then this team would have sucked because the defense was terrible. To start last year, before the injuries hit to Barmore and Bentley and Peppers and all those guys, everyone told me the defense was really good. Those guys were coming back, and to your point, you believe it would be better coached this year with Mike Vrabel and Tyrell Williams. So why would the defense have been embarrassingly bad this year if you got those guys back that you told me were the key to last year? So you could have invested in the offense this year. You could have gone, not Ronnie Stanley, but like you could have, in theory, said we're going to put all our money
tackle
in Ronnie
receiver,
Stanley
sure.
and a wide receiver, and we're going to count on Christian Barmore and Juwan Bentley and Kyle Duggar and those guys to be healthy and coached up, and we're going to be a damn good football team. But the caller's point was, if you had invested in offense, the team would have sucked because the defense was horrific. But I thought the defense was horrific due to injuries. So I'm a little confused as to the talent level that people expected out of last year's defense, and now have everybody's running all those people out of town that could have returned. But I guess it doesn't really matter at this point because we've invested a boatload of money in the defense, and the offense is, well, has Drake May. And from there, we'll build moving forward, hopefully.
I'm disappointed you're not on board with Jalen Polk season.
Yeah, I know. You know what I am going to get on board with?
It's not going to happen.
To be the opposite of a wet blanket, a nice dry blanket. I don't know if that's how it works in that
that's
way.
That's not how it works, but that's fine.
Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's getting
really?
Way too much crap thrown his way, including from our co-host, Ted Johnson, and others. He is a talented guy. I thought early in the year last year, he ran his ass off. He broke tackles. He was doing his damnedest behind the worst offensive line you could put out there. And I just think he got worn down. He didn't have a great year. He got sick of having to break tackles to get back to the line of scrimmage. And at some point, it fell apart. Now, that also includes he can't hold on to the damn football.
I was
going to
say, did the fumbles come because he was upset at Mina Kimes' take on the defense?
Are you out of your mind?
Thanks, Ted. We'll talk to you about this tomorrow, Ted. I am going to say that Ramondre Stevenson, if they don't cut him... has a bounce back year.
Hold on. This is like your running back from a couple years ago that you loved, the guy from Jacksonville. Who was that again? He got displaced by
I thought he was really going to have a bounce back year. Yeah. What was
his didn't
name?
Even make the roster.
No, he didn't. He didn't make like four rosters. He bounced around to the Giants, didn't make them, didn't make anything. 617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. No mic still. So let's go to Greg in Lincoln and find out what his thoughts are on the Patriots free agent signings. What's up, Greg?
What's up, guys? I love the Harold Landry trade or signing, that is. You know, he's a guy who compares to Mike Vrabel in his career when Vrabel made the Pro Bowl in 2007 or 2003. He always puts up around like 9-10 sacks. He's good for an interception and a forced fumble. And, in fact, I actually asked Vrabel about this back in 2018 when he was on a radio show. And I asked him if he sees a lot of himself in Harold Landry. And he flat out said, yeah, basically because of the versatility he brings. You know, he's not a game wrecker, but he's got all the leadership traits. And the versatility he brings is going to bring a lot of stability to that team.
Thanks for the call, Greg. And I agree with that. I think people are going to be disappointed in Harold Landry's pass rush and like more versatile play that they see out of him. I think that's going to be a positive that they see from that signing. Hopefully it's worth the money. We do have another signing from the Patriots.
What?
Offensive side of the ball, filling a massive need.
Let's go.
Third-string quarterback Josh Dobbs. Everybody excited?
Wait, the Patriots just signed the Pastronaut?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
It means that they have a third quarterback. You need three quarterbacks to go into camp. Sometimes you need four. They might still bring in a rookie, whatever. They have a third quarterback. Or, dun-dun-dun, okay. Josh Dobbs has started games. Josh Dobbs has been a backup. Could this free up the Patriots if they wanted to trade Joe Milton?
No. That would be a bad decision.
I agree. I'm just throwing it out there. I like to look at things from all angles.
I'm weighing in as a voice on the show.
I'm just glad that Joe Milton now has a competition has a quarterback competition in camp this year after Drake May gets traded for picks.
They trade Drake
May. Yes. Josh Dobbs, a starter, 2025.
I know we've joked about this. I didn't actually read the story, but my buddy Hector Longo from the Metro West Daily News, one of those papers up north, Eagle Tribune, Lawrence Eagle Tribune.
Nailed it.
Literally wrote a column about the best way for the Patriots to reset for the future is to trade their biggest asset, Drake May. And I was like, you actually put this in print? They're not just a talk radio call?
Buy low, sell high.
What?
But I've read that a few times on Twitter. There have been people that have said that as much. Like,
yeah, Twitter's one place. A newspaper is another.
You get people saying out loud, like, yeah, trade Drake May now. You get a boatload of picks. You start with Milton, and then you got the whole, like, there. You wanted your Herschel Walker trade. There's your Herschel Walker trade right there. Trade Drake May now. I'm not advocating for it. But if you want your Herschel Walker return, that's the only way you're getting it.
Well, even then, I think I would rather trade Gonzalez. If I think the quarterback can play, I'm not trading the quarterback. It's hard enough to find a damn quarterback in this league. We're ripping, you know, you got Vegas trading for Geno Smith. You got Sam Darnold, musical chairs, all those things. If you have a real one, you keep it. 617-779-7937. Brandon in Boston talking about the Patriots free agent signings. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I just want to hit on, you know, four plays, and I want to know what you guys think. This has to do with the offense. So, you know, I would like, you know, to see the Patriots trade for James Conner, the running back. You know, the guy is more elite than Ramondre Stevens. Only had two fumbles, you know what I'm saying, three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Ramondre had seven fumbles. That's a horrible way to come into the season, still having him on your roster. So I would like to see them trade for James Conner, also Alec Pierce from the Colts. They should look to trade for him. 824 yards, seven touchdowns, and then Amari Cooper. I would definitely have him on the team as well. This is a guy that can play inside, outside, in backfield. Reliable target, a veteran. You need a guy like that. And also, Michael Gallup is looking to come back in the league. I would probably put him on the roster just to see what he can do. But
all right, thanks for the call, Brandon. Of that list, I actually don't hate the James Conner idea.
A touchdown hawk, by the way.
Najee Harris was also a consideration for me. I do think you want another veteran back. And the Amari Cooper, you might end up with that. He might end up with being the only free agent wide receiver available of any stature at all. He's probably the best free agent wide receiver available right now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still available, and I haven't seen his name come off the board. So I don't love the Amari Cooper signing, but if you want to bring in a veteran wide receiver and can't make a trade or don't get Cooper Kupp or whatever the other options are, Amari Cooper might be in the running. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Odds and Ends. And this is an odd story about one of the truly all-time great NBA players. He has a new job. He still has his old job. How's this going to work? We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. Back here on WEEI Afternoons, coming up on Odds and Ends, which is sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Fitzy, let's squeeze in a couple calls here before we get to the odd/end of the show. Let's go to Walter in Boston. What are your thoughts on the Patriots free agency, etc., Walter?
It's been good so far defensively,
But I would rather bring Darius Slayton in over Cooper because Cooper looked cooked at Buffalo. But I just, here's the thing I really call for. Everybody around here keeps, you can't trade Joe Milton. Joe Milton was a six-round draft pick who had one good game against practice squad players. Adam Schefter said no team inquired about him. So I just don't understand how everybody thinks the Patriots can trade him for like a third or fourth round pick.
Well, it's called optimism, Walter, and I don't know if anybody actually believes it, quite honestly. I think some are trying to speak it into existence. Could you trade him for a sixth-round pick or a seventh-round pick? Maybe. But I am of the belief that, yeah, you need him as your backup, and you should be seeing if what he did against the Bills not trying, he can parlay at some other point into a team that's actually trying, and then maybe he can be a third-round pick or a second-round pick down the road. So, yeah, I think, I don't know. It's the offseason, Walter. It's what we do. We're talking sports. People like to throw things out there, see if it sticks. Plus, I blame Nico Harrison. And you're like, what? Who's Nico Harrison?
The Mavs guy?
Yeah. He made a trade that was stupid. No one saw coming. They can't really explain. I feel like that opened the door for all talk radio callers across the country. If you have a trade idea, propose it. It can't be dumber than that trade. It can't be dumber than trading Luka for AD. So that's Nico Harrison. I blame you.
Yeah, I actually blame the weak-ass quarterback class coming out in the 2025 draft, that Joe Milton got into a pro game, has the physical tools and skill set that he does his backflips, threw the gun on the run against the Bills, third stringers. All of a sudden it's like, well, this guy's already been on the field. Look what they were able to do with him in New England, and that's with lousy offensive coaching. What could he be if he got in a real program with real weapons? Plus, you know, Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders kind of might suck, so why not? Let's throw a third his way.
What's more likely? Joe Milton gets traded this offseason by the New England Patriots, or Jackson Dart goes in the top five picks of the draft?
B, the latter, Jackson.
Wow. Because I do read some things where people think he's rising up draft boards, which is,
I told you last week, Fox amazing. Had him going third.
Yeah, that's crazy. 617.
Yeah, that's not crazy. That's amazing, because that would mean the Patriots have their choice between Travis Carter, Will Campbell, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, etc. et al. Everything. Yes, please.
David in the car, you get the last call on WEEI Afternoons. What are your thoughts today on what the Patriots are doing, David?
I appreciate it, guys. I'll be quick. So you guys mentioned Drake Maybe and trade. You know, we cannot dismiss that. And this is why I say that, because we have not seen enough of Drake May to say he's a sure thing. I think he will be very assessed very well by Mike Vrabel during the off-season training. And if he doesn't shine, because we got to remember this, and I'll leave it at that. The last time we had a rookie quarterback, he beat out a veteran, and he had a hell of a year the first year. So Drake May still has to prove himself. He has not proven himself yet.
Thanks for the call, David. I let you go about 20 seconds longer than I should have. When you said they should trade Drake May, or he hasn't earned anything, or he might get traded, I should have hung up on you, but I am a nicer, kinder, gentler Andy, so I didn't hang up on you. Christian Arcan would have hung up on you. And Christian Arcan's in the studio right now. How's it doing?
Doing good.
I saw you, your son with like a no-look pass.
Yeah.
To nobody.
Well, I was supposed to cut and I
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, it was on you,
it was really
clearly.
My fault, yeah.
Come on, read his eyes.
But, hey, see those hands?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gronk-like.
He had a snack cup in the other hand, too. So, I mean, it was really pretty impressive. It's like OBJ, basically.
Absolutely.
I thought.
I don't know where
anyway.
He got his athleticism from, but.
I don't either. We have no idea. Must be a very athletic milkman in our neighborhood. At any rate, you're wrong, by the way, Fitzy. The Cowboys did sign a long snapper today, which is exactly what they would have done if Bill Belichick was their
GM. I was going to say, Bill take over?
Yeah, pretty much. But they did make that one move. So, yes, we got Tom King joining the show tonight
nice.
At 7:30. We'll sift through all the free agent spending. I think that in general, I'll just open my show with this, obviously, but I'll share part of it with you here, is that I think in general, with these picks, you saw last year a draft where they drafted all offense, and you kind of tailor what you do in the draft by what you do in free agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all defensive free agency.
Yeah.
So are we going to get another all offense draft? And if so, who the hell are they going to draft?
Will Campbell.
I mean, okay, maybe. I mean,
or
that's,
Travis Hunter.
Sure. I'd love for it to be Hunter. And honestly, I just saw Cleveland traded for Kenny Pickett. So they restructured Watson. They've traded for Pickett. They're probably going to go non-quarterback. And I wonder if maybe it's time to really consider trading up.
Also, if you're observing, Mike Vrabel had that comment about wanting to be basically game ready by the end of free agency so they could go anywhere they wanted in the draft. That's not exactly playing itself out because the offense still has nothing.
Yeah, nothing going on there.
Nothing going
Weird,
on.
Weird, by the way. You kept telling me all season long all these recruitment videos that Drake May was making. That not so much, huh?
Well, I don't know what they're doing. Maybe they didn't send the right videos out. Maybe they weren't in the right format to play on people's
Chris
phones.
Godwin was like, that's nice, but I'll take $20 million less and stay here in Tampa Bay.
DK Metcalf, you'd rather play with TBD quarterback in Pittsburgh than come to New England with Drake May? I don't know. Maybe people just don't appreciate greatness anymore.
Must be.
See it. People want to trade them.
Must be that.
I'm going to end on this odd end to the show real quick. Have you guys tried cotton candy crunch as a topping on ice cream when you go to an ice cream stand?
I've never even heard of it.
No, because I'm not seven.
It's life-changing.
Cotton candy crunch?
Yeah.
How do you make cotton candy crunch? What do you do to cotton candy
Sounds
to
like
make
a
it
joke.
Crunchy? Like, how
no,
can you do it?
You freeze dry it.
Take the butcher's word for it. That's how I
no, you
make
take cotton candy
crunch.
And you dehydrate it and freeze it.
And that makes it crunchy?
Like a crunch.
All okay. I know is it's really expensive because after eating it at an ice cream stand, I went on Amazon to see if you could buy it. 1 gallon of it, so it's like this crunchy mixture, comes in a gallon, is $75.
What?
Even like a little...
For cotton candy?
A little jar is like 18 or something.
That's outrageous.
So.
Host yeah, one money strikes again.
It must be really good, though.
There was a $1 upcharge to get it.
Okay.
So.
It must be like eggs.
I recommend it to you. You go out with your kids. If they have cotton candy crunch as a topping, it is tremendous.
We will bring down the cotton candy crunch prices.
Tariffs. Damn
too
tariffs
high.
On cotton candy crunch. Who knew? That's going to do it for WEEI Afternoons. Thank you for all the calls, especially all the mics, led by Mike Giardi, who joined us and was strangely optimistic about what the Patriots are doing. He's usually a bit more negative, so I don't know if that means anything.
High off that cotton candy crunch, it sounds like.
He would never. No,
he's too fit.
His body is a temple. No chance he'd be eating that. Tomorrow, 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons, we'll have Ted Johnson. And remember, on Wednesday, we'll be down at Scores for the big game, Celtics-OKC. Last real big game on the schedule, and coming off that Lakers win could be another triumph. Stick around for the Christian Arcane
Remember,
show.
It's Scores, not the fours anymore.
Yeah, I am not.
Don't say that over and over again, okay? Try not to.
Scores, scores, scores. I'm just going to keep saying it in my head. Christian Arcane, 6 to 10. Stick around. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.